time slots and sit here and kind of make some different notes on the technical aspects of it, you know, at the time slots, like, for example, only they alternate for 30 milliseconds between the two of them. So, I'd like to find out more about it. Pretty interesting, and, you know, Chris, at one point in time, I never really thought that I would have been interested in any of the new VHF, UHF digital modes, but after my hiatus of ham radio, kind of getting back into it, and still kind of getting my feet wet. I'm still have to get into other things like, you know, J2 system fusion or something like that. But so many ways. I mean, I've got other little projects to do. I've got to put up a whisper radio for propagation reporting as well, too. Got that to do, and I've got a, it's called a discovery dish. It's for my SDR, my software-defined radio. And I'm going to use that for some of the Inmarsat satellites for listening to some of the aircraft pilots. I think they call it CPGLC or something along the lines of that. So I'm going to try to see if I can get in and do some decoding of that. Let's see here. Where's the other station? I know there was Jeff in there. There was one other station that jumped in with a comment. I didn't get your call sign or name, so turn it on over to you, and then you can turn it over to Jeff. Here is W8RIT.
Yeah, W8BPD, Brian. I just heard the conversation as I jumped in the truck driving home.